interesting concept. What was yesterday? The game actually only took about 4 hours to write, and honestly it would have been half that. I remembered how to put a shoebox game together. All those numbers that I tend to reuse for things all came and bit me in the ass when I completely forgot about the upper numbers of shoeboxes. Games like the high scores and timers for seeing things in and out and things of that nature. This is why you ought to keep track of these sorts of important numbers. Oh yeah, I did. So I opened up my list, fixed up what I'd broken, and the rest of the game came together nicely. Later on when I was doing the trailer, became somewhat problematic that I removed the background from the game screen. I did that not long ago, and changing the letter bubbles from rounded. Swear to help optimize things, or the unfortunate side effect being that if you hit T for a screenshot that you never knew that worked, shot now comes without the background. It's transparent though, so you can add your own in later. The capture button though, square bracket key, same as in Trace, ends up with a black void in the background. Oh! I'm gonna have to find a way to fix that. Ho ho. But the game though, I haven't yet managed. That's probably not a good sign. Michael Furnish Kid Dinner also suggested it's hot as nails, that it has quite a different feel than some of the other summer solitaires. I do like how it turned out, and it seems to be a nice little puzzle to play. I was in two minds whether to put it in as a card game or move it to the miss section in the box. Ultimately, you could play it in real life using a real deck of cards, so I guess that puts it in the card game section, right? Now here's the thing. Do I? Chop up the card game with the additional tower, numbers, lines, stuff for me. Take the concept and turn it into an actual game with the tower levels to move. Lives, foes, treasures, enemies, etc. And that's only at the end of the shoebox game. I think I had